Campus FM u Dipartiment tal-Politika Pubblika jippreżentaw Agora. Il-programm li matulu niddiskutu temi soċjali u politiċi. Imexxi d-diskussjoni Dr. Mario Thomas Vassallo.
Bis-solita mużika Viva la Vida hemmhekk jiena Mario Thomas Vassallo nilqakom u ntikom merħba l-ewwel ħaġa bonġu issif filgħodu grazzi talli għażiltu mill-ġdid l-istazzjon Campus FM għal programm ieħor ta' diskussjoni soċjopolitika il-programm Agora. Agora illum se jiddiskuti l-Islam. Nafu illi madwar id-dinja aw madwar wieħed punt 9 biljun musulman madwar id-dinja li bewieħed u ieħor jagħmlu 25% tal-popolazzjoni fid-dinja. Ovvjament dawn huma maqsumin f'diversi fazzjonijiet differenti. Huwa kkalkulat ukoll illi f'Malta hawn madwar 3,000 musulman għalkemm jista' jkun illi fir-realtà in-numru huwa akbar li minnhom 150 huma Maltin, ħafna minnhom ikunu nisa Maltin li żewġu musulmani. U għalhekk allura l-Islam huwa realtà mhux biss reliġjuża, imma huwa wkoll realtà politika u soċjali. U f'dina s-sija u nofs li ġejjin minn issa sal-10 u nofs, għaliex imbagħad minn l-10 u nofs għall-11 ikonna s-soltu taħdita witch in witch ma' politiku din id-darba lil Dr. Mallin Farrugia, però f'din l-ewwel sija nofs tal-programm fl-istudio għandi tliet rappreżentanti tad-dinja musulmana. L-ewwel ħaġa bi pjaċir nilqa' l-Imam Laj Ahmad Atif mill-Aħmadija Musulmana Ġamat f'Malta, għandi lil Rauf Babar li huwa accountant u attiv ħafna fil-qasam tal-żgħażagħ u wkoll minn ftit tal-xuril għaw beda jaħdem f'Malta u x'hekk. Rauf, grazzi li qed hawnhekk u għandi wkoll lil Zian Albanese li huwa mit-Turkija, huwa riċerkatur tal-ċibernatika u wkoll ġurnalista freelance. Thank you for being with us this morning. Sen kunu qegħdin niddiskutu diversi suġġetti mal-Islam fosthom is-soċjetà, il-politika, l-ekonomija, in-nisa, il-kultura u wkoll l-Islam kontra min joħodha. Min huma l-għadu tal-Islam? Nibda bik, Imam Atif. L-Islam propja xi professa? Nafu li professa twemmin falla wieħed. Imma kif din ir-reliġjon issawwar il-ħajja tal-bniedem għal qas musulman?
L-level qed nirringrazzjak għall-istidina tiegħek u dan l-oħra se meta l-level darba iltaqajna u sirna ħabib ta' qalb u nirringrazzjak u dan din il-ħabibrija jekk Alla jrid se tiżdied fil-futur ukoll. L-Islam, kelma l-Islam, ifisser il-paċi u sottomissjoni għar-rida ta' Alla. Jiġifieri il-bniedem għandu ikkun fil-paċi miegħu innifsu imbagħad jagħti paċi lil ħaddieħor u xxarrad il-messaġġ ta' paċi fis-soċjetà u jemmen fuq Alla u fir-rida u t-talim tiegħu. Jiġifieri Islam bħala l-kelma
Ija minn slim.
Ija minn
slim. Salama, l-erq tal-kelma.
Ejwa, salama, paċi u slim u saħħa sabiex meta il-bniedem għax l-Islam ħafna drabi nismaw ħafna affarijiet kontra l-Islam, imma il-kelma hija biżejjed biex jispjega x'inhu l-Islam għalhekk Alla jrid li dak li huwa Musulman illa dis profeta Muhammad paċi tkun miegħu qal li l-Musulman veru huwa dak li minn idu u l-sinu kull bniedem ieħor huwa fil-paċi.
Rauf. The Imam is saying that from its very name, Islam is associated with peace, slim, salam. However, the common perspective among many people is that Islam stands for violence, stands for jihad, stands for let's take up to arms to defend ourselves or to attack others. So where is this misconception between peace and violence?
So thank you very much for having me, first of all. I thank you and Imam for having me here. So first of all, I would like to quote a verse from Quran, Surah Nisa, which says, O you who believe, be upholders of justice, witnesses of Allah, even though it's against your own interest, your own family. So in all fairness, I'll say that there's a good big number of Muslims that do give some grounds to non-Muslims to criticize as well. They do have some really extreme views. We have to agree with that. They do have some opinions that are not in line with the basic human rights that we enjoy in this time and age. But then at the same time, there are some naive, I would say, people who judge Islam, the whole religion, by the actions of some of these criminals.
So you are taking as if you are implying that the problem is not with religion but with the political systems within the Islamic state. Is that what you are hinting?
What I would say is that the crime of one person should be his own personal crime, and we should not, nobody from his fraternity should be held accountable for his actions, let alone we criticize the whole religion just because of the actions or views of one group of people. So I think that is how we should take it.
Ziyan, but there is also a different model of religion here, because Islam, unlike Catholics, Islam has its own political and economic credo, parameters, guidelines, which in Catholicism, this is not the case. And therefore, if Islam gives guidelines on politics and economics, therefore there is no separation between religion and civil life. Is that right?
First of all, I am thank you for having us today. Regarding your question, after reading Quran a few times, I think that Islam as a religion doesn't dictate any model specifically, but it suggests some principles in political and in economy. For example, as I said, Islam doesn't dictate any model. It doesn't say that you have to be a socialist society, capitalist society, or liberalist society, but it suggests some economic models for preventing poverty, helping poor people, developing your own society in the sake of all people, not just for some of people. I hope.
So social justice.
Yes.
It professes social justice.
Yes, for sure. And another example is that some people think that Islam is against democracy, but if we read Quran, we can see that Islam strongly suggests us to consult each other while deciding regarding our society.
But what's the Imam? Ġifieri, intkom għandkom ktieb wieħed għaddis, suppost japplika għal kulħadd. Imma x'jiswa li għandek ktieb wieħed jekk kulħadd jinterpretah differenti u kulħadd jikkota l-Kuran u jaħseb li huwa t-tajjeb. X'jiswa? Isek għandek 1000 ktieb, mela mhux ktieb wieħed.
Dan, dan punt ua importanti, imma kif nafu li jekk nispiegaw it-talim b'mod differenti, opinjoni differenti, imma li l-Islam jgħid li l-lan għandu jkun il-ġid tal-poplu, il-ġid tal-umanità u il-ġid għas-soċjetà. Jekk ninterpretaw, nispiegaw it-talim, il-Kuran b'dak il-mod, allura opinjoni differenti jew tifsirijiet differenti huma naħseb ħafna aħjar. Pereżempju, jekk nitkellmu fid-demokrasija, dan huwa il-valur u sabiħ tal-demokrasija li kulħadd jispjega u jgħid tiegħu imbagħad fl-aħħar nasru u inkatru il-ġid komuni. Dak huwa l-punt li l-Islam jgħid il-Kuran huwa ktieb wieħed imma il-tifsirijiet huma differenti, il-bniedem kulħadd jew ħafna n-nies huma jaħsbu b'mod differenti. Imma fl-aħħar mill-aħħar jekk id-dik tifsira hija għall-ġid tal-bniedem, allura huwa aċċettabbli. Imma jekk xi ħadd jispjega u jagħti tifsira li hija mhijiex fil-ġid tal-bniedem, allura ma nistgħux naċċettawh. Dawn.
Zian, l-imam has just said that democracy is contemplated in Quran. People choose their leaders. However, reality shows that in many Muslim countries, mm-hmm. there is no democracy. There are dictators. So isn't this against the spirit of the Quran?
For sure. For sure. For sure.
As I... So they are living a lie.
Unfortunately, in the history we are seeing some societies like Soviet Unions, but names are not important. Names are not important when we consider themselves. You can call themselves, you can call yourself a socialist, but
you are not socialist. You are called a champagne socialist.
Probably, yes. Regarding Islamic states, yes, we are seeing name of the Islam in their country names, maybe some symbols in their flags, but when we look at their people, we cannot see Islam, unfortunately. This is not Islam.
Iva, ek, per esempio, il principio tal-Islam, il-politika islamika, ija tinbena fu il-punt li għandek taqdi. Lil-ħaddiħor, u mux biex tinqeda, għandek tkun fil-naħa biex tisservi lil-ħaddiħor, u mux biex tistenna li ħaddiħor jistennik. Għalhekk illa dis profeta Muhammad paċi tkun jew qal biċċar li sejjedul komi ħademhom jiġifieri il-mexxejja tal-poplu huma dawk li jisservu u jaqdu lil-poplu.
Imma jekk tara ħafna pajjiżi Rauf, you work among young people, and young people have all over the world, not just in the Muslim world, they show distrust, they have lack of trust in politicians. So where do and they were the ones who, for example, the young people, they were the ones who first triggered the Arab Spring in North Africa, Abu Aziz in
Tunisia,
the vegetable hawker there. So what is there a changing perspective of how Muslim young people see their politicians, their Muslim politicians?
I think it's our youth responsibility to educate others about how things are. Like just a few weeks ago, I was having this discussion at my workplace, you know, with some of my friends, and they did not really know what Allahu Akbar means. So you know, they were under some impression. So I had to, you know, kind of discuss and tell them that Allahu Akbar, it doesn't mean something really aggressive, or it doesn't promote violence or something. So it's I think it's all about how you discuss things. Like for me, Allahu Akbar is something, you know, it makes me feel down to earth, humble. I don't say, you know, I am not great. Allah is the great. So I think in young people, they have a good chance that they can communicate and they can speak their minds out with love and respect.
Iman. Aħna naraw fuq il-television, per eżempju l-Palestina, jew il-Jemen, jew pajjiżi oħrajn. Jisparaw bomba, u għad li qed jisparawha, while they are firing the bomb, they will praise the Lord Allahu l-Akbar. Għadhi mhux kontradizzjoni kbira?
Iva, dan huwa kontra it-tagħlim Iżlamiku 100%. Għaliex? Għax Allahu Akbar ifisser li Allah huwa l-kbir. Aħna il-poplu, aħna il-bnedmin umli. Ma nistawx insiru bħalu. Huwa l-aqwa.
Pero li tispara bomba fġieħu.
Ija għalhekk din hija l-idja żbaljata in-nies ma jifmux x'inhu Iżlam. Ma il-mexxejja jisma.
Il-profeta, il-kbir profeta Muhammad. Meta miet?
Mit kważi 1400 sena il.
Allora felfu erba mit sena. Allora l-Islamiċi għadhom ma fehmux il-Koran fallejtu mela.
Il-Aziz profeta Muhammad paċi tkun miegħu qal li ż-żmien tiegħu se jkun l-aqwa fil-Islam imbagħad tliet sekli se jkunu wkoll l-aqwa. Imbagħad jiġi 1000 sena. Li huwa dak iż-żmien se jkun il-falliment tal-dinja Iżlamika għax il-Mużulmani se jmorru il-bod mit-tagħlim Iżlamiku.
Fil-fatt, Rauf, history books tell us about the golden age of Islam, which spread over 500 years until the 13th century. In fact, Malta gained under this golden age of Islam because the Arabs came here and settled here for almost 360 years. In fact, our language is a direct inheritance of the Arab. So what has been the contribution of Islam in the world of those times? You are an accountant, that it is said that accountancy is a direct result because the Arabs invented the zero, the number zero, which the Romans didn't have. Is that right?
Correct. But
so what has been the contribution in the old times? Because even the Prophet Muhammad spoke about the golden age, but then it seems that after the 12th century, Islam seems like morphed, changed into the dark ages, where it still stands today. What is happening?
You're absolutely right. I completely agree with you. So basically, as you mentioned about the golden age of Islam, the source of that golden age of Islam is exactly the teachings of Quran and the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Quran itself has signified the importance of education by teaching the prayer, O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has reported to have said, gain knowledge even if you have to travel to as far as China. So, you know, he also commanded that it is obligatory, it is important for every man and woman to acquire knowledge. The truth is that Holy Quran and teachings of Holy Prophet of Islam inspired the works of generations of Muslim intellectuals, philosophers, inventors of Middle Ages. For example, if I can give you some bullet points, maybe, you know, the first ever camera was developed by a Muslim scientist, Ibn Haytham, and his revolutionary work was recognized by UNESCO. In 12th century, Muslim cartographer produced what was regarded as the most extensive and accurate world map for medieval times.
Essentially, the Islam in that age also re-explored the great political thinkers of the ancient world, like Plato, Aristotle.
Correct.
They were reintroduced by the Arabs because they were lost.
Correct.
So what happened since then? Because the Imam said that the great prophet said that there will be dark times.
Exactly.
After. So, are you still in the dark times?
That is the point where I'll kind of disagree, because as Imam rightly mentioned, that the Dark Age was also a part of Prophet Muhammad's prophecy, but then the second part of the prophecy was where Jamaat Ahmadiyya, was Ahmadiyya Muslim community, where they come in. So Prophet Muhammad had already prophesied that, and now I will not really, to be honest, agree that we are still in the Dark Age, because now the mainstream Islam, Ahmadiyya Muslim community, the one who is working on the revival of Islam, we have some because it just started in 1889, and we have some really good educational people, and with the grace of Almighty Allah, the very first Muslim laureate, Nobel laureate, was also an Ahmadi Muslim. So I think now the contribution of Muslims through Jamaat Ahmadiyya is going high.
He was from Pakistan.
Shinu, dan il Nobel Prize winner?
Yes.
Min kien, allura wa xi xħadu?
Dr. Abdus Salam.
U fil-li ma qasam ħadem? In which area of specialization?
So he was a physicist and he won the Nobel Prize for physics in 1979.
Physics, so, yes, so exactly. In the natural science. Ziyan, your opinion also, in this context, also, today you are working in Malta. Mm-hmm. How do you feel as a Turkish Muslim working in a Catholic European country?
First of all, I am really appreciating hospitality of Maltese people. I have to say that. I feel very safe in Malta. Actually, when I look at international communities like Malta, I am, honestly, frankly, I am seeing that what Islam suggests us, because Islam says us that whoever you are, but live in peace, respect each other, respect each rights, especially your neighbor's right. It is very important in Islam. For example, if your neighbor is sleeping hungry, it is your responsibility. You have to be aware of his or her situation, and you have to help them. I am very happy to have good Maltese neighbors in Malta, as I said. But I have to add one important point. A few years ago, an academic study published regarding economical assessment of countries from perspective of Islam, perspective of Islam, and in that research, we are seeing that some Western countries are more Islamic than Islamic countries that have Islam in the names of it.
Okay, so, for example, Ziyan, you are from Turkey.
Yep.
Rauf is from Pakistan. Okay, now, there are also the Islamists of Albania in Europe. So, different, and the Islam of Malaysia, they seem to profess different way of living, and even the way they dress, so there is no uniformity in Islamic religion.
Islam bħala religion, jati gwida, jati outer line, outer policy, imma imbagħad jgħid li il-kulturi differenti jażlu dak li huwa l-aħjar għalihom. Per eżempju, nagħtik inti semmejt il-dress code. L-Islam jgħid li l-bniedem għandu biex jilbes b'mod diċenti. Imma imbagħad iħalli l-għażla fil-idejn in-nies biex jażlu x'inhu d-diċenti skont il-kultura tagħhom. Per eżempju, jekk imorru l-Arab fil-pajjiżi tal-Arab, huma jilbsu il-ħwejjeġ twal, il-libsa twila. Jekk imorru fil-Pakistan, huma jilbsu qamis u ngħidu x-xalwar. Imma fil-Punent huma jilbsu qamis u qalsit. Allura il-libsa għandha tkun diċenti dak l-Islam jgħid li m'għandekx tilbes b'mod ħażin jew ma tilbis xi ħaġa żgħira li ma jattix il-ġisem tal-bniedem jew b'mo il-dizin tal-libsa jkun muxxira għal bniedem li huwa jemmen falla, allura diċċenza hija outline hija prinċipju imma mbagħad il-ħalli l-għażla fejn idejn il-kulturi u n-nies tal-pajjiżi.
Dik li qed tgħid li inti diċċenza fiżavi anke lill-biss tan-nisa. Aħna l-Ewropej inħarsu lejja b'mod differenti. Fil-fatt, aktar kmini din il-ġimgħa ħadd intervista qasira lill-opinjonista Charles Mikallef dwar numru ta' riservi li għandu dwar l-Islam. Ħa nisimgħu x'qalilna u mbagħad nitkellmu u niddiskutuhom hawnhekk fl-istudio. Infakkarkom li jintkom tistgħu tagħmlu kollegament magħna kemm bit-telefon fuq 234-089-28-928 il-numru tat-telefon tagħna, jew kellha tistgħu tibatulna fuq WhatsApp fuq 773-417-7734-1037. Nisimgħu lill-opinjonista Charles Mikallef.
Grazzi Charles Mikallef, opinjonista li qiegħed magħna u naf li għandek idejat pjuttost voċiferi fuq ċertu riservi li għandek dwar il-kultura Islamika. Ħanibdew bl-ewwel waħda. Naf li inti titkellem anke fil-pubbliku dwar il-ħalal. Għaliex għandek riservi fuq il-ħalal?
Grazzi Mario l-għonna tal-istedina. Jiena ħanamela ċara m'iniex kontra kulturi differenti jew nistafemmi differenti, imma s-suġġett fuq is-suġġett ħanibqa' il-ħalal jirrid jagħti t-drittijiet tal-annimali krudeltà. Veru aħna magħmulin biex niklu kull-annimali, imma l-annimali għandhom jmutu b'dinjetà mhux maqtulin bil-mod mod barbariku. Darba
essenzjalment il-ħalal irrid jitħanxar l-on
jittir ħafna kemm biex kemm ikollha ċans il-baqra twensaq loġiex għax hekk hu jaqtalek il-gerżuma biex ħajoħroġ is-sound. Imma sakemm tibda taqta' s-sittina l-volju ma jkunu fast, jieħa twersaq u bad tibda taqta ħafna b'saqajja u l-ħabel ikollha mirbut tkun ħataqla minn mal-ħar.
Hemmhekk tara moħrija fuq l-annimali inti.
Ejja, x'ajjena nara li kien hemm ċikku weħel il-ħabs talli sabbat kitib. Alright, u sewwa għandu jkun weħel xi tliet xhur ħabs. Dan hemm il-proverbju Inglis jgħidlek when you are in Rome, do as the Romans do. F'pajjiżhom m'hemmx tagħmel, ma Malta għandha l-animal welfare, ċikku weħel il-ħabs, sorry, x'hemmx għal kulħadd titla' l-istess.
Tajjeb, issa jirrispondu ukoll mill-panel li għandna fl-istudio u dal-għodu. Però hemm ukoll affarijiet oħra li għandek riservi tagħhom, bħal pereżempju trattament tan-nisa fost il-prattikanti islamiċi. Allura inti pereżempju kontra l-burka? Jew kontra ta' taxxar?
Norbota mal-ewwel waħda li qed when you are in Rome. Tu għest di Romans du. L-għen jett bħonżaj bħalissa il-ħabba di l-imbirka kofiet importanti li nieħdu ftit raġġi ta' xemx. Bħalissa xemx il-jufi taħħa mhux perikolus. Taħt il-ġilda bil-raġġi ta' xemx inti tibbildi għal-vitamin D li tajba għall-immunity. Jifri anke medikli li tkun mod kif fuq s-isfer ma tħallix raġġ xemx jaqaf il-ġilda dak żgur ma naqbilx minnu. Ovvjament,
sakemm ma tkunx f'nofs is-saħħara, għax aħna narawhom dak il-Bedwini jkunu ingeżrim minn fuq s'isfel.
Aha ma tkunx iżhom moqbul u jkun abjad, ma nafx li jkun iswed. Però iva din ma naqbilx magħha wkoll għax aħna minna progress, il-mara għandha d-drittijiet tagħha llu kif taqbad il-mara mpruvjat, ma aħniex ngħixu f'kultura primittiva, naġa' ripeti, inti ġejt f'pajjiżi u dan hu jena li jaffisa li nara mara motti kiko kelli kubbara ma morrux l-estremi juħor issa li jiskużi juħorġu bl-axwejjeġ biex nkun niftiema xjena ki dawni kolom qalzi iktar imqatta mill-li mhux imqatta ma toġobniex għalhekk għamiltilek ċara there is no hate jena mhux qed ngħidlek li noqgħod il-kulturi għaw il-beliefs differenti però l-estremi jdejquni kemmek jamlu għom il-Maltin u kemmek jamlu għom il-Barranin. Tifer, dawna marra tkun ma tjam fissu, jina li għuma il-marra naħħejtila id-dik taħħuġer, ma kull marra tkun pieċirtur li jasabuta.
Ma jekk inti l-marra musulmana ma għandha l-ebda diffikultà, ma tħossha komda li tilbes dak it-tip tal-biss, għaliex għandi n-niġijien u ngħidilha tilbes mod ieħor.
Skużani, dak qed tgħid inti, kien hemm min jagħmel confessions. U ġili ntaqa' ma' nies ħabba natura ta' xogħol li kont kelli saftit ilu kienu jkellmuni u jibda jħarsu lura qed ħajaraw ġi xi ħadd wara jew żewġhom ikun ġili qed jistenna barra. Dawna l-ewwel ħaġa jkiruhom jagħmlu jqilbu l-reliġjon. Jiena għalhekk qalb ir-reliġjon ma kien hija ġaqisu kuntratt u mbagħad jiġu qisu suppressu kif jgħidulhom ir-raġel jiġu jagħmlu huma. Tifhem, dana.
U din is-suppressjoni inti qed tħossha wkoll mhux biss fuq livell individwali ta' nisa, ma qed tħossha wkoll fuq livell ta' nazzjon. Jiġifieri inti ġieli esprimejt biża' illi il-poplu Malti jista' jisfa mittiekel jew f'minoranza għaliex ġnus barranin, inklużu l-Musulmani, iġibu ħafna iktar tfal minna. Aħna għandna l-inqas fertility rate bħala nisa Malti. Inti tara dan it-tip ta' assedju minn ġewwa allura? Qed niġu assedjati minn ġewwa?
Bin mod il-mod huwa soft invasion jew influx, għax il-kelma invasion tinstema' kull ħażin, għandok tittoqgħod għadkemm kif tpoġġi d-diskors, għall-folja xorta issa instmajk. Ma hija jew soft invasion jew kellha influx. Dawna jiġu bil-ħafna drabi l-iskusa ħarbu minn gwerra, biex qed ngħid kulħadd, imma dak tara dajsa ppakkjata b'xi 60 ruħ u kull ma tara mara waħda jew tnejn tiġi xtejt in-nisa mhux kapaċi jagħmlu l-fjaġġ, x'inha ta' naħrab mill-gwerra ħanġib miegħi l-kelb ukoll jew li nista'
nġol. Charles, imma il-Musulmani kollha f'Malta. Ma jiġux bħala immigranti
għal
jiġi għax-xogħol.
Dik kienet żejda mela. Mel inti qed Malta ma normalment jiġu għax-xogħol, ma jiġux bħala familja, u mbagħad jintaqgħu, nagħmlu ħbieb u jibdew. Tarhom ishom taraġġ, tarhom nixin, aħna naħa tara fejn noqgħod jiena forsi mhix bħal fejn noqgħod naħa tiegħek, tarhom taraġġ it-tfal tilgħin. Tittinduna laqas qed jiti għan nifs, laqas hemm. Tista' tgħid li laqas ikun hemm sena bejn pregnancy u oħra, qed tifhem allura da qed jiżdiedu biex kif qed inti wkoll ir-rata tal-fertilità ta' Malta naqset ħafna u jista' jagħti każ ukoll li għandu x'jaqsam mal-programm ta' infurzar tal-vaċċinazzjoni. Mhux bil-fors dwar il-COVID, ma aħna nibdew ta' żgħira. Għax il-saħħa pubblika tgħid hekk ċertu liġijiet insa l-COVID. Hemm ħafna mart ieħor li tittieħu l-vaksin. Dan għandek komin ingħid.
Din mhux deċiżjoni tan-nisa u tal-familji Maltin, jiġifieri żewġ ġenerazzjonijiet ilu dak it-taraġġ ta' tfal kont taraħ fost il-familji Maltin. Aħna ddeċidejna
il-ħajja
li ngħixu li ma nġibux daqshekk tfal.
Ma jimix dik li qed ngħid inti semmejt il-fertilità. Jien qed ngħid li tista' tkun attribwita wkoll għall-fatt li f'pajjiżhom mhux infurzat, speċjalment meta ġieli jiġu minn pajjiżi ta' tielet dinja, mhux infurzat il-programm tal-vaċċinazzjoni, u inti għandek ingredient kważi komuni fil-vaċċin, inkluż ukoll il-vaċċin stessa tal-COVID. Jgħidu lu squalin u normalment jidher bħala kod MF59. Ma MF59 huwa squalene oil, ġew minkelma squalex li qed joqtlu wkoll ħafna klib il-baħar u hawnhekk l-istess l-environmentalisti u dan biologisti mhux jitkellmu kemm qed joqtlu ħafna klib il-baħar biex jagħmlu tas-sustanza tal-mediċina li dejna l-punt huwa dan. Huwa xjentifikat magħruf li squalene ma' żmien tikkaġuna infertilità. U għalhekk huma ħafna drabi m'għandhomx problema biex jiġibu biex jikkattru t-tfal. Tifhem? Blas aħna.
Inti qed tikkontendi li huma nies ta' pajjiżi oħrajn, kulturi oħrajn, mhumiex ivvaċċinati b'dawn it-tip ta'.
Ma mhix bil-fors qed ngħid li din tikkawża l-din, Però u għastatta fatt li f'pajizok mhuwiex inforzat biex joqgħod jieħdu l-vaċċin. U għastatta fatt li l-fertilità tagħhom hija għolja ħafna u għastatta fatt ukoll li f'Malta għandna kulturi oħra li qed inħajru kull tip ta' żwieġ, kif dak iż-żwieġ li jkattar it-tfal li l-natura intended to make, qed tifhem. Issa toġbok ma toġbok, biologically, hekk għamlet natura biex tkompli razza umana. Noqgħod nidħol f'argument tiegħi ħarqu, imma ta' tip ta' behaviors fil-liġi Musulmana ma mhumiex tollerati. U in a way għandhom biċċa raġuni li mhux qed inkun negattivi tagħhom tagħhom. Huma biex qed tgħidlek li jmorru l-estrem, naġa' ripeti, kull estrem huwa ħażin li jiġu marginalized jew imħaġra. Għax għandhom twemmin ta' behavior ta' social, ta' sexual
orientation.
Ma' kollox, Mario.
L-aħħar domanda, fikriemek, jew fiħsiebek, u mill-esperjenza tiegħek, il-multikulturalizmu jaħdem, jew inkella huwa sħab flajru?
Jaħdem ma jaħdimx, kollox bilanċ, Mario, bħallikel, tikol ħafna joqtluk. Uwa tajjeb li mitħaddina dejjem kont imu skola privata u għalija l-barranin qatt ma kienu problema. Tgħallimt l-Ingliż tajjeb għax bil-forsi jiex qed titkellem l-Ingliż tagħmel ħbieb magħhom, imma il-kosmopolitanizmu kif il-kelma isa the new catch term, jekk imbagħad joħolqok ma jħallik lek spazju fejn inti tista' jinnaf ta' kil-post ta' xħadu ħomma. Jow inkella inti tara ħwiena kif tal-ħalal u jweġġaw kieħek inti animal lover. U għafisa, anke ma jsirx ċa pajjiżek, jiena kirrit nimporta kod ta' tigra. Ma jħallunix, għal-volja ma qtiltix jiena tigra x'qed tikkoraġġixxi l-qtil ta' tigra, jiġifieri biex imbilli jgħidu. Ma jisiru ġamalta, darba rajt bas, li f-sena, x-tlet-sinu ħajt rapport, f-sena kull ma qatlu 12 zimel biex nikluħ, metra tmur ħafna restoranti, l-lum għax jissab taqqa wahda maddix tal-low class li tmur ċa restorant malti, l-lum sirna, kull ħat reġajna għaddat u għam spinta, tal-għali, horse meat, eki firri tal anki animal kbir taqs zimel, u koll ekin qatel clandestinament. Imma hija ngħidu din il-baqra mhux tinqatel fil-ħalal ġa pajjiżi. Il-fatt allura jieħed il-multikulturalizm ma tnaqdilekx taħseb l-aġa tbistek fuq il-ħalal, x'kien nimxi naf ċertu l-ħura spetant fis-sawt ta' Malta u naħa tal-Harbor Area. Tara ħalal butchers jiftħu mhux ħażin, jiena li għalija inħobbu, għalija joffiża.
Tibda tinkwieta. Nirringrazzja.
Mela hemmhekk fejn il-multikulturizmu jibda jdejqek biex għax. No bodom, ma inveċan.
Ningrazzjak, Charles, tal-pum kontributijak. Grazie.
Sewa, emmek smajna l-intervent tal-opinjonista Charles McAuliffe. He was speaking about that multiculturalism has its problems, for example, because he feels offended seeing so many meat shops opening in Malta where they are advertised that they sell halal meat. And he is associating halal with violence on cruelty on animals. Among other things, he spoke about women's rights and the LGBTIQ community, which is not tolerated. And he said that this is a best practice. Compared to European way of living, which is normalized now. So here is a clash of civilizations. And he also spoke about this fertility rate, which is much more predominant and numerous among Muslims than among Europeans. Europeans, ħanibda l-ewwel bl-imam.
L-ewwel qed jien semgħet il- dak li qal ħabib tagħna opjonist. Levelet meta nitkellmu dwar halal. L-Islam jgħid li meta l-animali jiġu imqatla, għandhom jiġu imqatla b'mod tajjeb u b'mod maġġel. Jiġifieri meta il-ħadis profeta Muhammad paċi tkun miegħu qal li meta tinqatel l-animal, in-najf is-sikkina għandha tkun sharp viss. Allura mill-level taqta' il-gerżuma tal-animal sabiex ma tħoss iktar il-ġieħ. Dan meta nistudja u naraw fid-detal, l-animal iħoss l-ġieħ għal xi skondi biss. Sabiex il-moment illi jinqata' il-gerżuma il-rabta bajn il-moħħ u il-ġissem jinqata' mill-level u għalhekk l-animal ma iħoss il-ġieħ. Huwa qal ukoll li meta tinqatel l-animal, dan m'għandux ikun quddiem l-animali oħra sabiex ma jarawx, ma jħossux li hemm xi l-animal minnhom qed jinġi.
Issa dan kollu jiġri biex ma jitħallix dem ġallaħa mhux.
Ġallaħam għax għax lan huwa li level net id-dem tal-animal huwa mhuwiex tajjeb għas-saħħa tal-bniedem. Illum tobba jajdu hemm ħafna pajjiżi l-kbar fejn hemm jqatlu l-animali b'mod
però mbagħad mill-att mediku fuq in-nies intkom m'għandkomx riservi fuq blood transfusion bejn in-nies. Wieħed jista' jagħti dem lill-ieħor.
Le, dak żgur li għax l-Iżlam jgħid hemm ukoll. Għax l-isbeta
Le jew iva, ġifieri permessibbli.
Permessibbli, jilla l-Iżlam huwa reliġjon naturali. Il-bniedem ħafna drabi jaħseb jara biċċa u mbagħad jaħseb li t-tagħlim Iżlamiku kollu huwa kif jaqra ju sema ju jara fit-televixjon. L-Iżlam huwa reliġjon naturali u jgħid li meta il-bniedem għandu bżonn anke pereżempju il-laħm tal-majjal mhuwiex permessibbli fil-Iżlam. Imma jgħid li jekk il-bniedem qed imut bil-ġuħ u ma jsibx xi ħaġa oħra mingħajr majjal, allura jista' jiekol sakemm jibqa' ħaj, ma jintilef ħajtu. Jidifieri għandna natura tal-bniedem.
Ħalli nitillgħu mill-annimal għall-bniedem kif qed intema mżian. Charles Mikallef opinionated that the way women dress is like the Middle Ages, and also it is damaging for their health because they are not exposed to sunlight and therefore to vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
What can you answer for this?
I am answering from Quranic perspective. For example, Quran says that woman should cover part of bodies, but which part they should cover? For example, hands. They seem naturally, right? Your face, your hands, or some part of our bodies are shown naturally. It's open in all cultures. So a woman shouldn't cover. I am explaining from Quranic perspective, by the way, from ayats of Quran. And there are some specific, for example, some genital, some organs. Maybe Imam, you will explain better than me.
Islam jgħid li, per eżempju, anke kif diġa spiegajt li il-dress code għandu diċenti. Għal-nisa jgħid li għandhom biex jgħataw is-sebu hija l-ġisem tagħhom sabiex ħadd ma jaf u ma jikkawża xi ħsara lilhom. Imma il-ħiġab għandu wkoll b'moderazzjoni saħiħa. Iżlam ma jgħidx li l-mara għandha tkun imqatta mir-ras sal-isfel, imma jgħid li l-libsa anke l-ħiġab għandu jkun moderat ħafna.
Jiġifieri l-ISIS li libsu huwa mill-
hija kontra absolutely kontra it-talim Iżlamiku. Il-mexej tal-komunità Aħmadija, il-fundatur tal-komunità Aħmadija qal li il-ħiġab mhuwiex il-ħabs għan-nisa, dan huwa xi ħaġa biex juri id-dinjetà il-mara tajd li hija l-limitu tijaj li ħadma jista jindaħal fil-limiti tijaj.
Rauf, you work as accountant and you are engaged in youth work. From your experience, how do young women in their 18, 20, 25 years of age, how are they accustomed and therefore they accept it, or behind closed doors they are not happy with that kind of tradition to cover themselves?
Mm-hmm. It's a very good question. If I can add something, that this veil thing, that this hijab is not only applicable to women and girls. It's the first commandment in Quran is to men. Actually, if a woman comes in, the men are required to lower their gaze. So it's not just the women that they're restricted, but the primary obligation is to men, that if somebody comes, they have to treat them respectfully and not just keep on staring at them. So, but with regards to your question, I have to say that, you know, it depends. We cannot generalize everybody, but I know because it's the way they've been brought up. So all these women, I would say they feel comfortable as well, because that's how they've been brought up since childhood.
But isn't this a symptom of a masculine society? That is, a woman is there only to please her men, and therefore she needs to be covered when in society. And she can be herself only at home when her man is there. So is this a masculine society that
very good.
That have even ethical issues?
I completely understand your point. So, you know, between mother and father, mother is a woman, but she is three times higher in position than a father. Somebody asked Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, that who is deserving of my obedience the most? Prophet Muhammad said, your mother, who is a woman. Then again, he said, Prophet Muhammad, even then the third time, he said, your mother. So it's the fourth time when the father's turn came up, that who was deserving of the obedience of children. So I would say that it's not just between men and women. It depends on their responsibilities and duties. Women in Islamic society, I would say, they're completely free to contribute in the economy. The first wife of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was a trader. He was very well established businesswoman. She was very well established businesswoman. So women in Islam, I would say, they're completely free to participate in the economy. Even if I can just say from my personal experience, my mother, she used to run a beauty salon all her life. My aunt is a travel agent. So I would say, as long as they're dressing modestly, they can contribute in the society economy for sure.
And also education is open to them.
Definitely.
All opportunities.
Of course. A lot of my cousins, they are PhD in chemistry, physics. They can do anything they want. They, in fact, the hadith that I just got quoted, it is obligatory on men and women both to pursue education. It is a commandment of Quran and hadith for them to educate, to get educated. So there is no difference in that, I would say.
Imam, il-Koran jippermetti li raġel ikollu iktar minn mara waħda?
Iva, fil-Koran Alla jgħid li minħabba xi ċertu kundizzjonijiet ir-raġel jista' jiżewweġ iktar minn mara waħda.
Jista' ħin.
Iva, imma dak huwa jista'. Imma jgħid li meta xi ħadd jiżewweġ iktar minn mara waħda, allura hemm għandu jkun ġustizzja u l-imħabba sħiħa bajnietom. Ir-raġel ma jistax, per eżempju, jagħti ojro lil-wieħed u tlita lil-oħra. Le, dek jekk jagħmel, Alla jgħid fil-Kuran li jekk ma jagħmilx ġustizzja, allura ma jistax iżewweġ.
Kemm hija pratikata din?
Ija bħx il-pratikata vera ftit. Għax, għalix.
U fċertu pajizi ktar minn oħrajn?
Mux pajizi, għax ċertu xidrabi il-bnidem għandu xie bżonnijiet. Per eżempju, jekk il-raġel mandux tfal u irid biex minħabba il-mara jekk ma jistax ikollu tfal, jista jżewweġ mara oħra sabiex ikollum it-tfal. Ħafna drabi jienu koll naf li hemm nisa li jekk ma tistax tipproduċi il-tfal, i titkellem mar-raġel tagħha sabiex iżewweġ mara oħra sabiex il-familja jkollha tfal. Imma llum il-ġurnata jekk naraw hija minorità żgħira biss li n-nies iżewġu għax iż-żwieġ mhuwiex xi ħaġa pjaċir tal-ġisem biss, imma hemm responsabbiltajiet kbar. Skont it-tagħlim Iżlamiku, id-dar, il-libsa u l-ikel. Jiġifieri affarijiet jew bżonnijiet bażiċi huma id-dwer tar-raġel biex jipprovdi lill-familja tiegħu. Illum il-ġurnata ħajja saret expensive ħafna, allura ir-raġel ma jista jiffordja biex iżewweġ, anke jekk pereżempju nara vera ftit nies nara li hemm iżewġu iktar minn mara anke fil-kultura Iżlamika, pereżempju jien vera kien hemm nies nista' nodfu l-subajja li kien li żewġu u meta żewġu iktar minn mara kien hemm raġuni. Għax Alla jgħid li huwa importanti.
Imma jkun hemm konsens li l-mara tkun tiżewweġ lir-raġel li diġewha miżewġ li xi ħadd ieħor jew ikollha taċċetta.
Le, il-mara jekk għandhom qabil meta iżewġu li r-raġel ma jistax iżewweġ mara oħra, jekk għandhom qabil fil-ħin taż-żwieġ, allura r-raġel m'għandux għax huwa qabil bejnithom. Imma jekk il-mara tgħid li jekk irid biex iżewweġ għandu permess mill-mara u jaqblu dan il-punt qabel iż-żwieġ, imma dak ukoll ir-raġel għandu bi to honor that decision, imma bħala prinċipju ir-raġel m'għandux bżonn biex jistaqsi jew jieħu permess mill-mara li iżewweġ mara oħra.
Zijan, when Charles Micallef was on the phone, he used the expression, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. You are familiar with it. Mm-hmm. So when you are in a foreign country, you do like the foreigners living there. And he used it twice. Now, why do you think that it is not possible for Islamic people to integrate into the society they are living in? So, for example, their women can be allowed not to wear the hijab in a European country. Why do you think that there is this resistance in order to keep your identity and to keep your traditions in a land that has welcomed you?
Good question. Yes, integrating is very important to the societies, but why people have to leave his own religion, his own belief to integrate? We can live together. We can live together without living the things that makes us what we
but
are.
But he said that he gets offended that seeing halal meat chops. Mm-hmm. Because for him, halal means cruelty. Now, mm-hmm. Imam explained it differently. So, yeah. Having this multicultural community, society, is difficult because traditions are very different from.
This is why we are calling these communities multi, because there are lots of people. For example, there are some kosher shops for Jewish people. There are some vegetarian restaurants for vegetarian people. Etc. Etc. Of course, we have to respect to the society where we live in, for sure. And Islam asks us to do that. But It is also human. It is also in the scope of human rights, what we believe, what we are. So I think we keep them, not just us, Christian people, Jewish people, and other societies also. We have to protect their rights, like our rights.
So we live together in tolerance. We tolerate mm-hmm. your and accept your traditions. Mm-hmm. And you tolerate and accept the traditions of the country that is welcoming you for work or as a tourist, etc. But the problem is, as Charles Mikalev said, that the fertility rate of Muslims is much higher, brings much more children in the world mm-hmm. than that of the West, than that of the Europeans. And many people think that we will be having an invasion from inside. It's like a Trojan horse. Mm-hmm. Do you think that this fear from an internal invasion is real or mythical? Let's start with Rao.
Continuing what Brother Zian said, I would say that there is one thing. There is one thing that is isolation. When I am living in a foreign country, I cannot be isolated from the society, their culture, their values. And then there is one thing, in annihilation, assimilation. I cannot just leave my own traditions and just annihilate myself in their values. So I think in every aspect of life, Islam requires you to be moderate, to be in the middle. And that is where integration comes. Like,
نتكلموا خفنا في الليبرتا في البنت إما جاك البني دم عنده بيش ينهي كلوش و does as Romans do يدي في الفين الليبرتا تياو يدي في نتكلموا في الليبرتا تالاسبراسيون الليبرتا الليجو الليبرتا تالبني دم دنيا تالبني دم جاك البني دم ما عندوش عازلة بيش يبراتيكا ويتكلم ويعصب المود ليمن و ألورا فين الليبرتا تالبني دم يدي في الدان الكونتراست نايدو ليام عندو يكون ليبرتا إما النها الأخرى نايدو دو as Romans do شي في السر فين الليبرتا تالبني دم يدي في أم أنا بيش نكونو مودراتي
إيوة فقدي تالفرتلتا وكل فتت الجماتيلو البابا فرانجيسكو عامل ديسكورس وقال اللي يكنت تكون كاتوليكو مسوى للمزوجين يقبلوا بيني تم يربوا كلب فلوك يجيبوا تفل يو تفلا عنسي مار باسولتر وقال هفنا كريتيكا لازنو سوى ليجيبوا تفل يو تفلا واحدة يجي في ريدين تنحسوا كل من الكاتولوجيزم مش ناس افتتيلو مولتيس بيبل يوز مولتيس فاميليز يوز تو بي فيري نيوميريس then because of consumism and because of the materialistic world we are living in, families tend to become much more nuclear. Maybe you, from an economic point of view, Ziad.
Please. Actually, this such kind of fears sounds very normal and part of our human, part of being a human. For example, in history, in current world, people and societies have some fears. For example, people are worrying about growing rate of China from economic perspective. So always some societies have some concerns about something else. And
Chinese have strict restrictions on fertility rate.
but even though they are 2 billion people in the world, and as you know, it is a huge part
so
of
this,
total population.
So, Maltese families grow smaller because of even the economic dimension. So, financial dimension, etc. So, are these limitations felt as well by Muslim families? How can they afford to bring up a family of six or eight children?
Actually, to be honest, I have two kids. And most of the...
And I have two as well, so...
Yes. It is... This, it... Actually, it sounds rational to me to have...
So is this a misconception that the Muslims, all Muslim families have numerous children?
Le, dat mwix misconception, em nis, em familji li għandhom ħafna tfal. Imma dan ħafna drabi xi jiġri. Jekk il-bniedem mwix edukat biżejjed, allura il-għażliet tagħhom mwix tajbin. Jekk il-bniedem jaf li għaliex it-tfal għandhom, it-tfal mwix biex jittwildu imbagħad iħalluhom.
Mhux hekk tinvesti fihom.
Tinvesti fihom. Allura meta l-bniedem jaħseb li għandek tinvesti fit-tfal, ma jistax ikollu iktar u anke fit-tagħlim skont it-tagħlim Iżlamiku hemm ikun għandu kważi tliet snin x'ngħidu gap between tifel u lieħor. Jekk il-bniedem jieħu il-familji iżommu dan il-differenza dan il-gap, ma jistax ikollhom ħafna tfal.
U fuq dik in-nota aħna nieħdu pawsa ibqgħu hemm għaliex wara żewġ minuti oħra nerġgħu nkunu magħkom. Dejjem fuq il-programm Agora Campus FM.
Muzika Muzika, il-Festival tal-Kanzunetta Maltija. Insiru nafu x'qed jiġri me wara l-kwinti u aktar. Kull nhar ta' tnejn fil-ħamsa ta' filgħaxija. Ripetizzjoni l-ħadd fl-10 ta' filgħodu fuq 103.7 Campus FM.
Il-riċerka fl-Università huwa program fuq Campus FM li feħina kwalitiz d-intervista akademiċi, letturi, investigaturi, studenti u professuri hawnhekk fl-Università li qed jagħmlu riċerka importanti, riċerka fil-qasam tax-xjenza kif ukoll fil-qasam artistiku. Riċerka li tiġi pubblikata f'ġurnali anka internazzjonali u li twassal għal ħafna aktar għarfien f'dawn l-qosma li semmejt. Inaqdu miegħek fuq Campus FM għal ir-riċerka fl-Università nhar ta' tnejn fl-erba' u nofs ta' wara nofsinhar b'repetizzjoni nhar ta' ġimgħa fl-erba' ta' wara nofsinhar.
Nilqakom lura hawnhekk fl-istudjows ta' Campus FM mill-Università ta' Malta, jiena Mario Thomas Vassallo, il-programm huwa Agora, illum qegħdin niddiskutu l-Islam, is-soċjetà u l-politika, miegħi fl-istudjo għandi l-Imam Laq Ahmed Atif, Imam tal-Aħmadija Muslim Ġemgħat Malta, għandi l-accountant Rauf Babar u għandi wkoll l-ġurnalista Zian Albanese. Però issa se nkunu qegħdin nagħmlu kollegament ma' l-Ingilterra, fil-fatt għandna koppja Musulmana illi kienet tgħix Malta u llum telqet u qiegħda tgħix l-Ingilterra. Din il-koppja hawnhekk għand il-Ħarun Ahmad Khan u Nur ul-Ħada Khan. Welcome and thank you for being with us this morning.
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
So, here Malta, England link. So, my first question is this. You have lived in Malta. You have experienced living as Muslims in a Catholic country. Now, right. You are in England. Do you see differences in the way you are treated and in the integration of Muslims into the Maltese society and the British society? Are there differences for the good or for the bad?
Definitely there's positives and improvements that we've done in both countries, obviously. Obviously, the majority of the time I've lived has been in the UK. So I've grown up here as an MD Muslim. And we have a system of a youth group called the Ahmadiyya Muslim Youth Association, which is a charity, youth charity, which part of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community all over the world. We have one in Malta and we have one in the UK as well. So being involved in this youth charity from a young age helps integrate the youth into the British and Maltese society as they grow up. It enables them to understand the importance of serving one's country and that loyalty to one's country is part of one's faith, and the importance of being good citizens and gaining a good education and excelling in all fields.
But comparing comparing Malta to United Kingdom, what is the level of integration in Malta? Do we need to register more progress in this regard, or do we have some best practices when compared to England? Because Malta is a small society in itself, whilst England is a society where there is more anonymity, people don't know each other. So how is life between Malta and England? Perhaps Noor would like to join in the discussion.
I think it's a given, if you think about it, that, you know, Malta is a very small country right now. You know, the population is very small. And if you look at the UK, you know, we've got a population exceeding 60 million. And there is a lot of diversity in the UK. You will find that people are here from all over the world. And there are little societies, little communities belonging to each of these races. So, of course, I would definitely say that there is a lot more diversity here in the UK. And when I was in Malta, I didn't feel that, you know, that anybody, like if I was to walk around in my hijab, I didn't feel that anybody looked at me with like a very judging gaze or looked at me as if like, oh, why is she wearing the hijab, or who is she, or what is that on her head? I do think that in the Maltese society, there is an understanding of, you know, the different faiths, and I'm sure it's, you know, down to education. But yes, I do think that there is slightly more integration here in the UK, just mainly for the fact that there is just a lot of diversity. Every day, every, you know, corner you turn, you will find that you will meet new people, you will find a new place of work.
And also because of the Commonwealth effect, because the British Empire was almost on third of the world. Up to a century ago, and therefore there is a lot of people traveling to their to England from the colonies, ex-colonies.
Of course, if you see, there's been such a massive influx of migrants coming into the UK, you know, especially in the 1940s, post World War II. And if you see that, you know, prior to that, perhaps you wouldn't have, if you asked us this question, maybe in 1930s or 1940s, or even in the 50s, we probably would have been like, no, there's no diversity, there's no integration. And, you know, the more people have come from all over the world to the UK, you will find that, you know, the diversity has grown. And now being in 2022, of course, like you would find that there's people of all races and people of all faiths here. So definitely the integration has grown.
So in Malta, we have to speed up integration policies.
I don't think there's like a lack of integration at the moment. I just think that there's just very, like, I mean, I'm sure you would agree, but because there's a lot less people, and I think, you know, like I was saying before, that there, it's not as if, you know, people look at you with their judgment. I'm very sure that people are still very understanding. But yes, I just think that currently due to the, like, number of people that there are, the platforms, I think over time will definitely increase.
Now, a question for you too. Muslim believe that men and women are equal but different. Does this mean that a woman cannot distinguish herself in professional career because her natural call is first and foremost to be a mother?
I think being a mother in Islam is very, very important. The role of a mother is something that can never, ever be underestimated, undermined. Yes, it is. We do believe that it is a woman's natural calling to be a mother. You know, male and woman, they're created to reproduce, to have children. And we find that the primary responsibility of raising children is entrusted upon a mother because of her, because of her nature. So when we say that men and women are different, if we look at the nature of men and women, women's nature is far more nurturing, far more caring. But that doesn't go on to say that, fathers don't have a role in Islam as well, because fathers are entrusted with their own responsibilities. So, we always say that children are great imitators. So we always think, oh, how did a child pick that up? And it's merely because the children, pick up what they see. So fathers also have that, men also have that responsibility to ensure that they're good fathers. But for a woman...
In fact, Noor, you are a lawyer whilst your husband is an accountant. Yes. Is that right?
Yes.
So Haroon, how do you feel? How do you feel that your wife has a professional career of her own?
I feel very, very happy and proud of it. So it's actually a very, very a plus point in favor in her favor, because the fact is, as women are going to be raising the children, the future, the kids of tomorrow, it's important that obviously they instill good values in them. And they're educated as well. They're important, instilling them a good education as they grow up and go on to become successful in their careers. Whether your children are, whether you have sons or daughters, it's equally important. The only responsibility of a woman isn't staying at home and working hard in the kitchen and bearing children. If a lady does want to work, that is her full right. And Noor does work as a full-time lawyer. She is expecting a child at the moment. So, but again, that's a separate responsibility in the sense that she wants to work alongside.
We wish you well, Noor, because you are pregnant. One last question. One last hypothetical question. What will happen if one of your daughters, when she is 18, 19 years of age, and she began to have relationship with a Protestant or a Catholic man. Would you accept that, or you will have very serious reservations?
A
hypothetical question. So intermarriages. Even not only between races, but between different religious beliefs. Perhaps the imam
yek nispiega dan l-Islam jajd li l-irġil musulmani jistaw iżawġu l-irġil musulmani jistaw iżawġu man nissa tal-ktib, jiġifiri l-dak l-ludi jo nisrani. Imma l-nissa musulmani għandhom biex iżawġu mal-musulmani biex. Għalix? Għax il-ħafna drabi jekk ir-raġel u mara mandomx.
Sekonda, mela ħan niftega waftin. Ir-raġel musulman jista jizzewieċ mara nisranija jew ludija.
Iva.
Pero mara musulmana tittiżewieċ biss raġel musulman.
Iva. Għax ħafna drabi xi jidri. Jekk ir-raġel u mara m'għandhomx background l-istess, pereżempju jekk il-mara hija sinjura ħafna u r-raġel huwa fqir, jew wieħed huwa edukat u l-ieħor le. Jiġifieri il-compatibility bejnietom ma jagħmilx sew għalhekk ħafna drabi iż-żwieġ ma jirnexxi l-quddiem. Allura l-Islam jgħid li meta xi ħadd għandu biex iżewweġ, level huwa qabel kollox ġara li jażel partner tiegħu jew tagħha li huwa ħafna qrib b'mod reliġjon, b'mod spiritwali, b'mod ekonomiku u anke b'mod edukazzjoni. Dan huwa importanti li l-Islam jabb jużha kelma ħam kufu. Jiġifieri għandhom ما پار ما شولشین سبیش الحیا تهم اکون کتشنه دو سورس ی متستال پاچی اینا او بارکا موش
مالا سکونت لسپیگاتا لیمام according to the explanation of Imam Harun and Noor. Excuse me for my question, because it was off limits, because your daughter, when she is 18 years of age, she cannot marry a man of a different creed. She has to marry a Muslim man. Is that right?
In Islam, you're allowed to marry people of the book. So if you do want to marry a Christian or Jew, the Islamically, as far as I understand, there is no stipulation on that, because you are allowed to marry people of the book. I know people who have done that in the past. However, obviously, our preference, I'll be honest with you, our preference would be someone from our community. Similarly, because of the fact that we believe that the work that our community does and what Islam teaches the best values. So we would want someone, for example, our son or daughter, to have someone with the best values as an Ahmadi Muslim, as a member of our community. Obviously, that would naturally be our preference. However, Islamically speaking, not applying to this example, Muslims are allowed to marry people of the book.
Harun and Noor, thank you for being with us this morning on the University Radio. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and wish you well.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
وهيد دي سبيغا شي حاجه زايره وكل الاسلام يا متى البني دم يصير ماتور في 18 سنه ام بعد لازم لو تخم اما الاسلام ياتي غويدا اللي هما عندهم باش يزوجوا بداون البرينسيبي اما يك شي حد يريد باش يزوج بارا من داوك الريغول دان ولا لازم تلبني دم الورا ما نستاوش نجوديكاو ديك البيرسونا اليش او اليش لا دان هو بين البنيدم والحلي اللي داك لازم البنيدم والديسيزيون تاع البنيدم وبين بينه وبين الحلي
روف. So it is true that Islamists want to keep their parameters and integrating or intermarrying with other communities is accepted, is tolerated, but surely not promoted. Is this the real gist of what we were talking about?
I would personally agree with that. As I mentioned, I'm of the understanding that integration is very much promoted between among Muslims. Like, if I can deviate from this marriage issue, and if I can say, like, Christmas, when Christmas was here, I with my work colleagues, we exchanged gifts. Although in Pakistan, in Muslims, Christmas is not an event, but we do exchange gifts. So chocolates or something, you know, or cakes as well. And when
our وانك انك في ال في ال في البعض في سمي الكومونيتا أحمدية مرنا حفنا ديار والتقينا مخهم قسمنيهم شي رجالي
وين تو مرتو تينو لدارة البروفيدنس
دارة البروفيدنسا وانك التالبرار ابوار تالكاريتاس نانيت مالتا
اسا انت تتكلم في سمي الأحمدية اس انت زيان do you profess the Sunni Islam?
I am not considered. Actually, I am Muslim, just Muslim. I cannot categorize myself as Muslim, as Sunni, as Shia, or whatever else, because Allah called us as Muslims.
So not Quran. Even Ahmadiyya. You're not part of Ahmadiyya.
Yes, I am not. I am friends of them.
And there are many Muslims like you who are not Sunni or Shiite or Ahmadiyya or whatever. But they are
I know more. I have more friends who is thinking like me. And Imam, please correct me if I am wrong. Because I am always reading translation of Quran. In my mother tongue, Quran says that
Turkish,
yes. In the Quran, Allah calls that who can be lucky than who is called by Muslims.
Yes.
So Allah Allah, creator of us, selected this name for us. Not
sorry, your guidelines. You derive your guidelines direct from the Quran and not from the tradition of any faction of Islam.
Yes, it's for me. It's so. yes, my own.
Oh, Aunev yek nispiegali Allah yad fil Quran imaddes li uwa sammakum muslimin yidi fil uwa taakum isem tal musulman tal Islam. Ahna kola musulmani lahmatiya taina isem lil komunitana bis mir rajuni sabish tin arif. Limin il comunità, per esempio, jak mem il musulmani mandom shi il lisem, per esempio, jak lirjil, per esempio, hana erba fidin il kamra.
Kol hattan do lisem tiyo?
Iva. Alek bish bish nafu shulshin. Allan dan bis il Ahmadiyya, il fundatur semma lil comunità Ahmadiyya. U mem shi rajuni okhra, sa bish nafu. Dwar min ed nitkelmu, u min ed yidi fi diskuts.
Mela handa hlul shahat tiyohor, imma did darba. Ma duxmana mejjed dan però għatandu il-legat tiegħu li għadu magħna. Jiet nitkellem għall-kantant John Lennon. John Lennon tana ħafna diski sbieħ. Fosthom id-diska Imagine. Ħa nisimgħu silta minnha mbagħad insaqsikom fuqha. Emmu, John Lennon.
I like him.
Everyone knows this song, Rauf. But there is a one-liner which strikes us at the core. Imagine there is no religion too. Can we, for a few minutes, imagine what the world would be like if there are no religions, including no Islam? Rauf, Ziyan and the Imam. Rauf, you can start.
I would say that in Islamic society, everyone is free to believe, profess, acknowledge, preach whatever they want to do. So it's a free world. Islamic society promotes that. Whatever one wants to believe or whatever his arguments are, they can completely preach that. And there has to be this culture of discussion and arguments within the limits of obviously respect. But for me, when we say there's no religion, for me it would be a bit of chaotic. I would say that there'll be because religion for me, it gives you some boundaries, and that is, I think, for me is very important. But again, it's a free world. Everybody is free to do whatever they want to. You can preach and you can practice whatever you feel like.
Zihan, do you think that a world without religion will suffer from lack of moral compass? What is right and what is wrong?
What is the baseline of moral if we don't have a religion? This is my question, contra question for that question, your question. And I would like to use an analogy to answer this question. For example, a few days ago, I am very sad, a girl was murdered in Malta. And right now, murderer is in court. Imagine a law system without prison, without penalties, without results of unexpected law system. It doesn't work without such kind of mechanisms. So, yes, we have laws in society, but there are some places. There is no CCTVs. There is nothing that prevents people to do harmful things. What will
prevent? So are you saying that a religion acts like a CCTV From our
and
inside,
yes.
It will tell you what is wrong and what is bad.
This is an analogy.
Yes.
To simplify it, to make it more simplified. Religion is a mechanism inside us that command us what we should do or what we shouldn't do. Otherwise, without any measure, how we can assess our behaviors, how we can decide which is good or which is not good. If everyone has his own opinions regarding the results, how we can make conclusions?
Mm-hmm. So
this is my answer. Sorry, it is long.
John Lennon, kien qed ikanta, there is no religion, imagine there is no religion, għaliex f'isem ir-reliġjonijiet matul is-sekli ġew miġġilda ħafna ġlidiet. Jiġifieri mhux biss l-ajju tal-Alla Khomeini biss isem mill-Allah fil-ġlidiet tiegħu, imma anke l-President tal-Amerika. God is with America. God is with us. L-istess għamilna fil-kruċjati 1000 sena ilu. U għadna nagħmlu hekk sal-lum. U allura John Lennon kien qisu qiegħed jgħid isma' kieku ma nsemmux il-Alla fit-taħdit tagħna, kieku laqas nistgħu nsemmuh biex niġġieldu f'ismu. Jiġifieri r-reliġjonijiet kienu flok minn fejn tlaqna l-Islam huwa slim. Imma l-Islam fisser ukoll ġlidiet. L-aħħar kumment minn għandek Imam Atif.
Grazzi, levelet jekk m'hemmx reliġjon, jien naħseb se jkun kjos sħi fis-soċjetà.
Konfużjoni.
Konfużjoni estrema. Għax reliġjon jagħtina l-gwida, it-tri. Għax il-reliġjon ma jfissirx li hija set ta' xi dogmas, imma reliġjon hija it-tri. Reliġjon hija way of life. Reliġjon jagħtina mudell kif ngħixu fis-soċjetà. Ir-reliġjon tagħtina il-valuri. Ir-reliġjon tagħtina is-saħħa, id-determinazzjoni, l-imħabba. Għax jekk it-tifel li imur l-iskola u jaf li ma jkunx hemm l-eżami u ħadma se jgħaddi u ħadma jitlef, ma jistudjax. U jekk ma jkunx hemm eżamijiet, allura u jekk ma wara eżamijiet ma jistax mara jkollu edukazzjoni hemm xi ħaġa reward għalih, allura ma jagħmilx xogħlu. Allura jekk aħna jekk m'hemmx reliġjon, jekk m'hemmx Alla, jekk m'hemmx reward, jekk m'hemmx kastigi, jekk m'hemmx dawk l-affarijiet, allura ma nistgħux nagħmlu xejn fis-soċjetà li hi tagħmel ġid. Inti semmejt gwerer.
L-aħħar kumment?
Gwerer. Fid-dinja saru żewġ gwerer dinji. Ma saru minħabba reliġjon, imma qatlu ġew imqatla miljuni ta' nies. Dan huwa tort ta' reliġjon? Le. Imma reliġjon tgħid li m'għandekx l-Islam Alla jgħid li jekk il-bniedem joqtol ħadd ieħor b'inġustizzja, dan ikun bħalli kieku qatel l-umanità sħiħa. U jekk xi ħadd issalva ħajja tal-bniedem mhux nazzjon bniedem wieħed, dan se ikun bħalli kieku salva ħajja tal-umanità sħiħa.
Imam Laq Ahmed Atif, President tal-Ahmadija u Muslim Ġamat Malta, Rauf Babar, accountant, u Zian Albanese, ġurnalista, nirringrazzjakom li kontu magħna illum, u grazzi li qsamtu l-esperjenzi dwar l-Islam, il-politika u s-soċjetà. Intkom is-semmija ta' Campus FM, ibqgħu hemm għaliex wara dan il-pawża qasira, għandi l-politiku Dr. Marlin Farrugia illi magħha se nagħmel it-taħdita witch and witch fuq is-siġġu tal-labar.
Merħba għaldina it-tieni parti tal-programm Agora illum. Is-sibtu kif qed nilkom aktar qabel huwa pjaċir tiegħi lillum bejn issa l-10 u nofs u l-11 ta' filgħodu se nkunu fil-kumpanija ta' Dr. Marlene Farrugia, membru tal-Kamra tad-Deputati, membru indipendenti, illi magħha se nagħmlu din it-taħdita. Marlene, jekk ma jimpurtax ngħidlek Marlene.
Anzi nifu pjaċir.
Mela, bdejt il-karriera politika tiegħek kienet ikkolurita ħafna, bdejt bħala kunsilliera mal-Partit Nazzjonalista, mbagħad wara li Malta daħlet fl-Ewropa, inti kkontestajt mal-Partit Laburista, tlajt u tlajt b'mod tajjeb ħafna u rrappreżentajt il-Partit Laburista fil-Parlament. Effettivament ġara li ġara waqqaft il-partit tiegħek, il-Partit Demokratiku. Allura, inti ma tħossok komda mkien?
Jina nħossni komda, kulli mkien fejn il-vizjoni ta' jekk se jaħlu partit, għax inti laċċajt nima partit il-mal partiti differenti, tibqa' li aħna inservu lill-pajjiż tagħna b'tali mod illi inħalluh aħjar milli nkunu sibniħ. Inservu lill-pajjiż l-ewwel u qabel kollox. Sakemm jiena inkun f'partit illi il-vizjoni u l-manifesti illi aħna nkunu qsamna mal-elettorat tagħna qabel ma tallana tiġi onorata, jien m'għandi problema mkien. Noqgħod kull imkien għax naqgħda hemm fil-politika biex inservi. Imma meta inti issib ruħek f'partit fejn jew f'sitwazzjoni fejn tara dik il-viżjoni tagħmel kutrun bajza, timbidel ras fesqaj għal fuq, allura bil-fors mbagħad inti jkollok tieħu il-passi tiegħek.
U l-passi ħadtu għaliex inti qishek sfiduċjajt kull partit li kont fih. Inkluż dak li waqqaft inti.
Ekku, għax sakemm dak li waqqaft inti issa nitkellmu fuq. Sakemm il-partiti jibqgħu għodda biex iservu l-partit, jien m'għandi l-ebda il-pajjiż, jien m'għandi l-ebda problema biex jien inservi fihom. Meta nara li l-partiti qegħdin jintużaw biex iservu interessi ta' terzi jew iġibu l-partit qabel il-pajjiż, hemmhekk jiena ma jkollix posti.
Allura mbagħad waqqaft il-Partit Demokratiku.
Ekku.
Għamilt dak li forsi ftit stennew tlajt. Inti u deputat il-tabib u xe?
Gottfri Farrugia.
Gottfri Farrugia, żewġ deputati fisem il-Partit Demokratiku.
Ekku.
Imma mbagħad illum intkom indipendenti. X'ġara?
Mela, l-ewwel ħaġa aħna tlajna wkoll fuq il-lista tal-Partit Nazzjonalista. Ġifieri aħna konna f'koalizzjoni mal-Partit Nazzjonalista.
Belli n-nis għazlu lilkom.
Għazlu lilkom.
Fitxew lilkom.
Eżattament, għazlu lilna għax emnu illi il-kontribut li satajati il-Partit Demokratiku jew il-rappresentanti tijaw fil-Partit Nazzjonalista fil-pajis satajkun wieħed pozittiv ħafna. Pero nfakrek illi wara li tlajna fil-Parlament kien hemm bidla fil-leadership ukoll tal-Partit Nazzjonalista, aħna konna fl-oppożizzjoni b'mexxej wieħed. Illi ma baqax Dr. Simon Busutti.
U ħassejt li tawkom il-ġemp.
Daqas xejn, daqas xejn. Mhux każ li tuk il-ġemp jew ma jtukx il-ġemp, da tmur inti biex isservi. Daw l-affarijiet huma għas-sekondarji terzjarji. Imma t-mexxija tal-Partit Nazzjonalista ta' wara l-elezzjoni tal-2017 ma kienetx tmexxija li jien kelli fiduċja fija, illi jiena stajt inservi taħta. U allura dik kienet waħda mir-raġunijiet għalfejn morna indipendenti. Sal-mistoqsija tiegħek ħa tkun imma inti ħsilt idejk mill-partit tiegħek stess, mhux il-każ. Irid infakrek illi fl-aħħar tal- ta' qabel l-elezzjoni tal-2017 u eżatt wara l-elezzjoni tal-2017, ġifieri meta jiena lill-Labour ta' Joseph Muscat għatlu dan mhuwiex il-partit li l-poplu rrid li l-mexxi il-pajjiż biex jagħmel qabża lil-mis fl-iżvilupp tiegħu, inti qed kisser pajjiż, ovvjament fuqi beda attakk sfrenat juridi kolawni, jippruvaw jagħmlu minn kollox biex joħorġuk ipinġuk bħala persuna li kulħadd għandu jobot. Meta imbagħad inbidel il-leadership tal-Partit Nazzjonalista, l-istess attakk simili anka bl-istess intonazzjoni u l-istess lingwaġġ. Ġibbeda jiġi wkoll mill-Partit Nazzjonalista.
Fil-konfronta.
Fil-konfronti għaj l-iktar. Allura x'ġara? Jiena bħala l-wiċċ tal-Partit Demokratiku, anke jekk jiena ma kontx għadni l-mexxej tal-Partit Demokratiku, xi nfakrek li jiena meta format il-Partit Demokratiku dejjem kontattilhom, jiena ħa nifforma l-partit,
ħa ndejjem fluwidu kien.
Ħa nġib in-nies flimkien imma mbagħad nistenna li hawn nies ħafna iktar kapaċi minni. Kienet
fil-pubbliku din.
Iktar kapaċi minni ħa tieħdu over dan il-proġett. Malta għandha bżonn pajjiż li tassew ikun lejali li l-pajjiż u l-poplu tagħna l-ewwel u ħa mmexxuh il qoddim fil-fatt. Imbagħad warajja kien hemm il-leader Dr. Edni Buttigieġ u warajja kien hemm Dr. Gottfried Farrugia. Però l-attakk sfrena kbir li kien hemm fuq ix-xorta ma waqafx.
Sadattant imbagħad il-partit tiegħek kien għad mal-Alternattiva Demokratika ma' dik storja oħra. Il-missjoni tiegħek fil-Parlament x'kienet? X'kienet il-missjoni?
Ħan kompli jekk din u ngħid dik il-missjoni tiegħi. Li ġara hu li n-nies tal-Partit Demokratiku għadhom l-attakk ħalluh ħa jkun fuqi. Jekk jinnersaq mill-Partit Demokratiku, il-Partit Demokratiku jista' jieħu l-bixra x-xejra li jrid li għandu bżonn il-pajjiż jekk tridu tmexxuh il qoddim. Imma jekk jinħaniqpa hemmhekk il-Partit Demokratiku ħajibqa wiċċ Marlin u taqalaw fuq raskom biss. Iffurmaw ħtuk ix-xejra li għandu bżonn il-pajjiż. U għalhekk jiena tlaqt mill-Partit Demokratiku. Issa, il-missjoni tiegħi fil-Parlament, il-missjoni tiegħi fil-leġislatura li jmiss għalkull min isegwi, dejjem xorta wassalt leħni wassalt input tiegħi permezz ta' kidbieti, ġieli nitkellem fil-Parlament, mhux definitely mhux daqs kemm kont nitkellem qabel, speċjalment meta kellna anke sa li għandna mexxej ġdid. Żom low profile, però il-febit tiegħi jafhom kulħadd u jafhom kuljum. U l-pressjoni tija jafa kulħodt u jafa kuljum, ta' jena rrit nivvota
fil-pajjiż. Ġifinti qed tgħid li membru parlamentari indipendenti m'għandux pjattaforma ta' opportunitajiet li jitkellem fil-parlament daqs wieħed li jirrappreżenta partit?
Bla dubju, bla dubju, kemm bħala ħin u kemm bħala opportunità.
Ma jingħatax.
Ikun hemm, mhux ħanajt ma jingħatax.
Jew ma teħux.
Imma ikun hemm ġieli jkun hemm każijiet fejn ma nieħux. Għax dik hija l-verità, ma ikun hemm ħafna iktar każijiet fejn jekk jiena għandi bżonn argonina minix waħda li anke l-speeches tiegħi hemm bżonn ikunu fit-tul, imma jekk għandi bżonn 5 minutes biex nagħmel argument, tistennix ħanipprova nagħmlu f'minuta, fit-tnej, fit-tlieta, jekk ikun argument
importanti. F'dan l-aħħar f'din l-aħħar leġislatura.
F'din l-aħħar leġislatura inħoss li xorta waħda bqajt nuri lin-nies li hemm it-triq mhux partiġjana hemm it-triq li taħseb fil-poplu fil-pajjiż l-ewwel, mhux fl-interess tal-partiti l-ewwel. Xorta waħda in-nies xorta konvinti li jiena bqajt il-leħen ta' is-sens komun biex niftehmu. Għaliex mill-feedback li jkolli regolari, tinsix li jiena naħdem ġonnis kuljum qatt ma qtajt
minn. Tinħoss li inti qishek tħossu fgata taħdem ġo disċiplina tal-partit li tirreġimentak pereżempju kif titkellem u effettivament kif tivvota.
Mela, jiena nħoss li membru parlamentari elett min-nies, speċjalment fuq issues illi ma jkunux fil-manifest li jkun tara bih dak il-partit, jew li jkunu kompletament qabdu trajectory differenti. Nħoss li membru fil-Parlament għandu kollu il-vot tiegħu ħieles biex jivvota. Jiena ma ddejjaqni xejn id-disċiplina sakemm tkun disċiplina li tirrispetta l-bżonnijiet tal-pajjiż għax sa fejn għafin il-partit inħolqu biex iservu l-pajjiż, mhux biex isservew huma.
Il-vot li kellkom dwar il-liġi tal-kannabis għar-rekreazzjoni kellha tkun għabbażi tad-disċiplina tal-partit jew inkella l-partiti kellhom jagħtu vot ħieles hemmhekk skont il-kuxjenza.
Mela l-ewwel ħaġa nemmen li kellu jkun vot ħieles, però apparti minn hekk.
Għaliex?
Għaliex
u suġġett sensittiv fuq mill-partiġjaniżmu?
Huwa suġġett sensittiv. Il-inħoss li kellu jiġi trattat ħafna iktar preparazzjoni b'edukazzjoni fuq is-suġġett qabel, inħoss li dak li l-Karitas issuġġeriet issa jiena favuri r-riforma. Imma riforma mhux deformation, reformation not a deformation, ta' xi ħaġa li l-pajjiż għandu bżonn imma ħassir b'mod eċċessiv. Allora inħoss illi kellu jkun hemm ħafna iktar preparazzjoni mux biss il-membri parlamentari sa jivvotaw, imma il-pajis kollu, biex il-vot ikun isir iktar mod miftuħu iva nemmen li kellu jkun vot ħieles. Jiena stjenejt dak il-vot, għax minix kontra riforma, pero minix favuri riforma kif saret.
Fl-2018 inti konta għamil stedina lill-poplu Malti biex un kontra l-buliz. Il-missjoni tiegħek kompjuta ġifri l-estejta.
Naħseb li mhux fl-2018 biss għamilta dik nagħmilha il-ħin kollu anke bil-mod.
Imma ċertu nies twarbu.
Imma
billi
twarbu minn dawk biss il-buliz. Jekk inti għandek istituzzjoni li qed tintuża biex to single out biex tagħżel ċertu nies biex tiddenigrom. Taħt l-istess grupp ta' mexxejja, kull membru parlamentari fih dan il-gvern mexxejja, il-bullis okej, naħħejt għamilt eżempju bi ftit, imma l-anima ta' bullying imma. L-anima ta' bullying ma'
fejn tħossa din l-element ta' bullying, jiġifieri fil-parlament
fil-pajjiż kollu, jiena sofrejta direttament fil-kwistjoni ta' Joe de Bono Grek meta oġbu jagħmel dik il-kummedja li jagħmel. Ġifieri jiena sofrejta direttament, sofrejta miż-żewġ partiti, meta żewġ partiti kollhom nies apposta, llum nafu li apposta. Li joqogħdu jiddenigrawk juridikolawk jgħajruk il-ħin kollu. Attakki psikoloġiċi ma tistax issejħilhom mod ieħor, it-threats, ittri anonimi, telefonati joffenduk, jiġifieri il-bullying inni nsofriħ kemm inni fil-politika, speċjalment imma mit 2015 law.
Ġifieri se qed tgħid li l-politiku jsu l-ummija, ġifieri x'ħin għandhom bżonnhom jużawk, x'imma tibqax tingħasar iwarbuk.
Ifhem, il-politiku hija tem biex iservi. Jiena ngħid għalija l-bullis dejjem waqftilhom, dejjem għamilt il-missjoni tiegħi kif inħoss li nista' nagħmilha l-aħjar biex inservi l-pajjiż u nista' madwari jekkux fil-professjoni, jekkux fil-vokazzjoni tiegħi politika. Dejjem l-istess, jgħidu li jridu jagħmlu li jridu, jiena irrid nasal hemmhekk u hemmhekk nasal. Il-messaġġ
ċittadin żgħir ma taħsibx xi kultant ikun irid il-bulli tiegħu forsi jkollna ngħidulu l-qaddis tiegħu, jiġifieri li jaqdih.
Naħseb li ħanajlek iva li x'ħafna nies għandhom sens ta' insikurezza u nħossi anke sens ta' inferjorità. Fil-verità, il-fatt li għandek ħafna u ħafna nies li jemmnu li biex jaslu x'imkien iridu ikellmu l-Ministru jekk sew il-Ministru għaj u għadhom sissa ma konvinċewx irwieħhom li aħna nistgħu nejxu f'pajjiż fejn inti tista' tasal bil-ħila tiegħek għax ikun stat meritokratiku, inti tasal għax inti kapaċi, ella dik inħoss li ħafna nies iva għadhom iħossuhom imgerxin, iħossuhom li huma mhumiex self-sufficient, li mhumiex kapaċi iwettqu f'ħajjithom dak li jixtiequ u li kapaċi iwettqu. U naħseb jiena waħda mit-challenges li għandu jkollna aħna bħala poplu fil-futur huwa li nirrestawraw il-konfidenza fil-poplu tagħna minn tannuna. Li nraw mutfall, apparti mill-li jkunu critical thinkers u li jistaqsu u kapaċi dibattu, kapaċi waslu messaġġ b'mod li ftiehem u anke anqlu dibattitu, imma jkollna ġenerazzjoni li tapprezza minn aħna x'aħna l-istorja tagħna, il-kwalitajiet ta' pajjiżna.
Inti politiku u persuna ta' professjoni tgħix il-ħajja pubblika. Tinħass ċertu insigurezza fost in-nies?
Inċertezza? Palissa ħafna, mhux linqas għax kien hawn din il-pandemija u ovvjament meta kien hemm kwistjoni ta' martu ħafna mwiet madwar hekk naqaslek il-moral, imma wkoll għax il-poplu jħossu tilef il-fiduċja fit-tmexxija tiegħu, ġejja minn ġejja. Il-poplu jara qed jara li anke nies li poġġa l-fiduċja tiegħu fihom għal ħafna snin meta ġew biex fil-verità jieħdu ħsieb ta' sew l-interess tiegħu bħala poplu, l-interess ta' pajjiżu, qed jaraw li they were let down big time. U allura qishekk għandek poplu li tilef l-ankra tiegħu, li tilef is-sosten tal-eruq tiegħu.
Ma minkejja kollox meta il-Prim Ministru jsaffar is-suffara u mbagħad naslu għal ġurnata tal-elezzjoni, ħafna mill-Maltin ħajħorġu jivvutaw. Jew inkella taħseb li din id-darba ir-rata ta' nies li ma jivvutawx jew ħassu l-vot tkun iktar mis-soltu.
Għaduk min biex tgħid issa naraw daqsxejn sa jiġri fix-xhur jew fil-ġimgħat li ġejjin, però iktar ma bniedem iħossu insikur, iktar ħajaqbad mal-ewwel boj li jsib biex ma jerix. Iktar ħajaqbad ma l-ewwel ballun baga li jsib biex ma jerix. Jiġifieri il-fatt li poplu jkun insikur, iħossu mdendel bxara, il-massa tkun mgerfxa, il-massa tħossa maqtuwa mill-eruq tagħha, maqtuwa mitwemmin tagħha. Iktar ma l-massa tkun mgerfxa, iktar kun hemm lok fej gvern li xaqleb lejn l-autokrazija, li xaqleb lejn totalitarjanizmu jekk inħalluh fit-tul biżejjed u ntuh poter biżejjed, jagħmel fiera kif ngħidu.
Inti mhux ukoll ħawa timħuh in-nies. Inti tajt li anka meta taqra l-profil tiegħek tħaddam politika ta' ċentru xellok, jiġifieri Labour imma lejn iċ-ċentru tal-politika b'influenza kattolika. U mbagħad kont inti stess. Illi fil-parlament rassat private members bill fi ħallejt il-kulħadd bħalqu miftuħ dwar id-dritt tal-abort.
B'influenza kattolika jiena nemmen influenza kattolika. Jiena nemmen illi id-dritt tal-mara. Fuq ġisima tal-mara ħajja imwielda huwa ogħla minn mid-dritt tal-wild li jkun għadu ma twiliġ. Ovvjament dan ngħidu f'kuntest fejn jien nixtieq illi f'pajjiżna u fid-dinja ikun hemm mhux biss edukazzjoni biżejjed, mhux biss ħarsien biżejjed tal-mara, mhux biss aċċess għal servizzi tas-saħħa. U edukazzjoni sessuali, imma jkun hemm rispett lej il-pudur, lej il-mara bħala omm, bħala tifla, bħala mara anzjana. Imma jibqa' l-fatt u hawnhekk ma nħossix f'ebda kunflitt mal-Kristjaneżmu, illi l-mara għandha tiġi rispettata u li hi u hi biss għandu jkollha l-ogħla dritt fuq ġisima li l-ebda gvern. Tajjeb, ġifieri mhux każ għax m'għandniex mandat elettorali. Imma każ illi dan għadu suġġett tabu, għadu suġġett stigmatized fejn jidħlu l-interessi tal-mara f'pajjiżna nħoss illi għadna kemm jista' jkun naħarbu minnhom għax għad hemm emozzjonijiet imqanqlin qawwijin ħafna, u allura kien jaqbel illi għall-gvern għal din kambint biex ma jiddiskutijiex forsi fil-parlament.
Għext fil-politika, ħdimt fil-politika. Issa donnok anka bistqarriet pubbliċi li għamilt li inti se tieqaf mill-politika. Hekk se jkun ġifieri jew se naraw xi comeback taħt xi forma oħra differenti.
Fil-verità jiena kont xtaqt li nagħmel żewġ leġislaturi u nieqaf. Fl-2017 ikkontestajt għax l-affarijiet kienu kif kienu, ma stajtx tagħmel mod ieħor, Malta li hija kienet qed crossroads jew ħammorru l-baħar jew ħanipprovaw nibdew nirranġaw, allora qed nagħti l-kontribut tiegħi totali akkosta kollox li nipprova nirranġa. Ma rnexxiex, imma xorta bqajt nagħmel l-input tiegħi kif stajt fil-fora tiegħi fil-Parlament, nibqa' attiva fil-politika jien, però mhux neċessarjament fil-politika fil-Parlament jew fil-ħajja pubblika.
Jivinti qed tgħid li s-sistema politika Maltija bla fejqan, provajt ħafna affarijiet, provajt partiti differenti, riċetti differenti, imkien ma sibtix
tagħmel. Altru li għandha fejqan il-sistema politika, imma rridu nibdew biċ-ċavetta l-edukazzjoni. L-edukazzjoni tagħna ta' wlidna tan-nuna issa trid tibda twitti triq, tibni triq biex aħna jkollna ċittadini illi għandhom mhux biss fiduċja fihom infushom bħala Maltin, li jħobbu lill-Malta u li jħobbu lilhom infushom biżejjed biex huma jistaqsu ma jkunux in-naċ ta' bendu, jistaqsu, jikkritikaw u jkollhom fiduċja u ottimizmu biżejjed illi jistaw jirnexxu bil-ħila tagħhom. M'għandhom bżonn l-ebda politiku biex jiġbed l-ispaga x'imkien biex huma jirnexxu. Nixtieq nara jiena u naħseb li.
Jiġi tibdel id-DNA politiku Malti.
Naħseb id-DNA politiku Malti.
Dejjem kellu iż-żiemel tar-raħal.
Kull m'għandu bżonn id-DNA politiku Malti. Daqsxejn iktar, daqsxejn inqas propaganda li qiegħda timlilu moħħu. Ħafna affarijiet waqqas biss tħallih jaħseb biex jistaqsi lilu nnifsu u minu u x'irid f'ħajtu u x'għażlet fil-verità għandu biex jasal fejn irid u jwassal lil pajjiżu fejn irid.
Temmeli għandhom jinal u l-istazzjonijiet tal-partiti?
Iva, nemmen. Nemmen li għandhom kun hemm stazzjonijiet indipendenti x'nambhom.
X'tixtieq tibdel?
Issa jkont waħda li ġbar biex nagħmlu n-net. U anka
bankun voċifera fuq l-għan
ukoll. U kont nitkellem intużaw bħala għodot propagandistiċi biex jomoġinizzaw il-masess. Biex il-massa ma tibqax taħseb moħħa imma taħseb moħħ ir-radijiet u t-televizjonijiet u social media platforms tagħhom. Għalhekk ma nkunx irridu.
Minn barra l-edukazzjoni. Fil-politika. X'tibdil taħseb li għandu jkun hemm anke fis-sistema elettorali biex partiti żgħar ikunu rappreżentati?
Jrid ikun hemm sistema fejn jekk inti għandek ammont ta' voti.
Iġġibri Malta distretti ieħor.
L-ewwel ħaġa jiena ma naqbilx li jkunu ħafna distretti. Naqbel li jkun hemm lista ta' nies li jirrappreżentaw viżjoni x'ħal semmi partit. Jina l-lum il-ġurnata najt partiti obsolid ma
no minni, jek kabbar il-distretti tnaqqas il-klientalizmu għax il-deputat ma jistax imur għand
ħafna. Jina mux inkabbar, għom il-neħħiju, ma nibżonnom. Pal-MP, nis kapaċi għandek partit tal-lellux, għandek dawla xra minnis, għazel minnum. Et tifem? Għandek partit, għandek dawla xra minnis, għazel minnum. Ma nix għalfi, distretti kifet tajib ħafna inti u ma bejta bennina ta' klientelizmu. U minn ma jkunx jaċċetta li jaħdem dak il-mod. Tittaħdem miljon darba iktar.
Inti tafxie ġifiri, għax inti għamiltum dal-affarijiet?
Mux daqsek, ta'. Mux daqsek.
Emma kont qassam, per eżempju, ċertu flus li laqdiet u hekk?
Di kont nagħmilha. Ħafna qabel ma ħriġ tal-politika u għadni nagħmilha issa kull meta nista li mhux ħalitla, li ħalitla. U ma kienx fuq id-distretti tiegħi. Malta kollha jekk jiena nemmen illi jekk ħanajn il-basketball team ta' billi nagħmel minni bas l-itfal biex imorru mid-dar sal-ground u ħanajn il-ġenituri fl-ispejjeż tagħhom, inħallas il-minibus u ma noqgħodx niddejjaq xejn. Tista' tkun taħal ara, m'għandux ħaġa ma' distretti tiegħi. Huwa każ li inti kollok hemm social presence, mhux każ tal-politika. Tifhem jiġifieri jekk issa jekk inti qed tagħmilha dik biex inti u n-nies jgħidu ara x'iħlew speċi kemm tgħin fir-raħal, dik ma naħsebx li hija ħaġa ħażina sakemm inti tkun qed tgħin b'intenzjoni tajba u tgħin lkulħadd biex tgħin.
Intitolata li ma tkunx bbażata fuq ir-realizmu, intitolata l-aħħar domanda li toħlom. Kif toħlom li tista' tkun il-politika f'Malta?
Politika f'Malta tista' tkun politika li fil-qofol tal-viżjoni tagħha tkun tassew biex intejbu il-ħajja f'dawn il-gżejjer.
Ma mhux kollek jgħidu.
Imma jgħidu, ma jagħmluhiex.
Wieħed fuq il-ġid komunu li huwa l-ġustizzja sokjali.
Imma kollek jgħidu, imma sissa kemm inni jiena qas niftakar, anke kemm meta kont żgħira konna nsegwu l-bintof u meta jtina children's allowance naqbżu u minn kollox. Fl-aħħar mill-aħħar. Il-riżultati juru u s-situazzjoni qed tinsab Malta bħalissa fl-impass politiku u s-situazzjoni qegħdin. Illi il-partiti tradizzjonali fallew. Għaliex ċar daqs il-kristall tista' toħroġ barra u tara illi l-arna xxinna nippjanaw żvilupp fiżiku tajjeb ta' pajjiżna, l-arna xxinna nieħdu ħsieb saħħet il-poplu tagħna. Kif jixraqlu, l-arna xinna n-edukaw il-poplu tagħna biex illum jkollna dak il-poplu illi għandu fiduċja biżejjed fih innifsu biex jirnexxi għandu l-ħiliet kollha. Il-ħiliet kollha hemm qegħdin, imma trid tagħtih il-fiduċja, trid tagħtih l-għodda illi jkollu kuraġġ illi jimxi l quddiem bil-ħila tiegħu u jemmen fih innifsu u li jemmen f'pajjiżu. Jiena dejjem emmint f'pajjiżi għalkemm jiena tifla bint ħaddiem emmint illi biex xogħol nista' nasal. U dak is-sentiment nixtieq ngħaddih li kun semmija tiegħek lil kulħadd. Nistgħu naslu, nistgħu nirnexxu.
L-esperjenzajt ukoll il-mobilità soċjali mhux hekk?
300%. Nistgħu naslu, nistgħu nirnexxu biex xogħol u sagrifiċċju mhux bis-serq.
Dr. Mallin Farrugia, membru parlamentari, grazzi li kont magħna dal-għodu. Jiena nirringrazzja lill-tekniku tal-programm tal-lum Jordi De Bono u kol l-Redent Abdilla, nagħmel appuntament maqom dejja fuq l-istazzjon Campus FM għal bħallum ġimgħa. Sa dakinhar nixtieqilkom is-saħħa u s-slim.
tkun kemm segwejtu Agora, il-programm li miegħek jiskopri l-verità. Mexxa din id-diskussjoni fl-istudio Dr. Mario Thomas Vassallo. Bi-produzzjoni ta' Campus FM u d-Departiment tal-Politika Pubblika fiħdan l-Università ta' Malta. L-appuntament tagħna huwa s-sibt li ġej bejn 9 u l-11 ta' filgħodu.